You know, it's really interesting. I'm just pulled over on the side of the road here out on a country road. Not really, just looking at a few houses and thinking about a few things here. But I'll tell you this. You want to know something that's really amazes me to no end? Is how many Christians or professing Christians seem to talk about heaven, which I praise the Lord we're going to go there someday, those that are born again by the Spirit of God. But their concentration, their focus is about heaven. It's just, I just saw a comment of a video of a woman that stated, well, yeah, Christians shouldn't dress like whores, but that's not going to stop them from going to heaven. Since when is the focus of our Christian life? Since when is it supposed to be heaven? You know, since when is that the focus that God has for us, that all that everything's about is just heaven? That's it. You know, it's all about heaven. That's it. That's what we should be focused about. No, our conversation should be in heaven, which means that the mode of our lives and our living should be that of holiness, righteousness, separation, godliness, fear of the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Woe is me, for I am undone. I am a man with unclean lips, right? And like Isaiah said, he stood in the midst of unclean people. Yeah, if you want to talk about that, yeah, that should be it. But making excuses to live a carnal life and saying, well, hey, we're going to heaven. Who lives their Christian life like that thinks that that's okay, that, hey, it's just heaven. It's all about heaven. Man, that's the reward of what Jesus did for us. That heaven ought not be used as an excuse for you to live a carnal, wicked life. An excuse for you to say, well, hey, I'm going to heaven. That's not the focus of the gospel. The Bible says Jesus shall save his people from their sins. Everywhere you see a man focus his gospel presentation on heaven, do you want to go to heaven when you die? Do you want to go to heaven when you die? No, how about the fact that you're a wicked, hell-bound sinner and you deserve to go to hell? And you're going to hell for your wicked sins. And if you don't get born again by the Spirit of God and get a new nature from Jesus Christ, you're going to die and go to hell. And you deserve to go to hell. But it's like everything is focused on heaven. A wrong focus, that is. Not a right focus, like our conversation, like I said earlier. But this focus of, hey, we're going to heaven though. Listen, my friend, if you think Jesus saved you so all you can do is go to heaven, show me that in the Word of God. Show me that in the Word of God. No, he saved you so you would be conformed to the image of his Son. That's what the Father in heaven saved you for. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, gave his only begotten Son. God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, for what purpose? To save his people from their sins. To reconcile them to God, the Father in heaven. To reconcile them, right? Because they are predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. Not so you can live like hell on this earth and do whatever you want to do and say, well, I'm going to heaven. What kind of people name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and make an excuse like, well, I'm going to heaven? I'm amazed by that. The gospel is not heaven focused. It's focused on the lordship of Jesus Christ. It's focused on the headship of Christ. It's focused on Christ being Lord of all and you being a wicked sinner deserving to go to a devil's hell. But Jesus gave his life a ransom for your soul. That's the focus of the gospel. Is that you're a sinner and you need a savior. Not that you need a free trip to Disney World. Not that you deserve an eternal vacation. But that you deserve hell. And Jesus Christ paid for your sins on the cross of Calvary. And he was buried and he rose again the third day. And that gospel is victory in the life of the believer. Not a defeated life. Not a life of making excuses for why you can stay in sin and, well, I'm going to heaven. There's not a saved man on this earth that uses that as an excuse to live like hell. You are a false convert and on your way to hell if you believe that. And you think this isn't loving? My friend, this is the most loving thing you can do. I have hundreds of emails from people that tell me the exact same thing, that they were living under a false profession of faith because somebody told them they were on their way to heaven because they prayed a little prayer and their life never changed and they just wanted to go to heaven, but they didn't believe they deserved hell. They didn't believe they were a lost, hell-bound sinner. Yeah, it's called passion. And I'm sorry some of you effeminate men out there that claim to be Christians don't like passion and don't like hard preaching. But you're making excuses. That's all it is. You don't like somebody preaching the devil out of you. That's what your problem is. Oh, there's no love in that. Absolutely there's love in that. There's love in telling you the truth that you need to be saved by the grace of God and get serious about this Christian life. You think the Apostle Paul went around doing selfies and smiling all the time and acting like a goofball, taking pictures about nothing all the time? No. He lived his life holy, righteous, separate, and he preached to those that were religiously deceived that they needed to be saved. And that's what we have. We've got a nation full of Pharisees that believe that they're saved, but they're dying and going to hell. And no, we're not saved by works of righteousness as we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. But if you think in your mind for 1 second that gives you an excuse to sin, and heaven is the focus of the gospel, and that's all it's about is you going to heaven, you missed it, friend. You're living a defeated life, and that's not the Christian life. The Christian life is about the death, the burial, and the resurrection. It is about victory. All these people out there that are trying to preach to you heaven, and that's the focus? No, that's the reward upon Christ's merit. But we're to live the gospel out every day of our lives. And that is that death of self, that burial, that self, and that risen new man. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. We better start preaching more sin, righteousness, and judgment than heaven. That's what better happen. Because we got a nation full of false converts, and churches full of them because of it. I don't pretend this will be popular, but I really don't care either. I want the truth to go out there. I want God's people to wake up. Have a good day.